Blog Talk Radio.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on,
I'm gone.
Alafia family, greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You got your Omega Live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to our Children's Story Hour. That's right, we're back, children. You can enter the room, our youth and our preschoolers. This hour is being featured for preschoolers, so we will be reading from Junie B. Jones. That's right. We want to finish up the Junie B. Jones because we have been putting that on hold for some time now. Junie B. Jones' book has been sitting over in the corner waiting for us to return. I do want to take care of a little housekeeping, and we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. So why don't you join us in the story hour? As children, you're welcome to come in. Our topic today is talking about who is your favorite poet and can you write a nursery rhyme or can you recite a nursery rhyme? And if so, can you come in this room and recite it for us? We'd love to have you come in this room and recite a nursery rhyme for us. We have a guest this evening, and our guest is Lanning Otter. He will be with us talking about his experience in preschool and his favorite poet. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back at you in the atmosphere, so hold tight. We'll be right back at you.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on,
I'm gone.
Alafia, Landon. Hello, Landon. How are you? How are you? How are you doing today? How are you doing today? Can you speak louder so we can hear you?
Yeah.
Hello, Landon. How are you today?
I'm fine.
You're fine. I understand you're going to school now.
Yeah, hello?
You're going to school? I can hear you. You're going to school. So what school... What is your teacher's name? Can you tell me your teacher's name?
Miss Odom.
Miss Odom. Oh, great. So you're in preschool now, huh? Yes, you're in preschool. How old are you?
3.
No, I think you had a birthday since the last time I seen you.
2 weeks old.
No, you had a birthday. You're like 4 years old now. You remember you had it? You had the birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, you had the birthday. So where did you go for your birthday?
For Chuck E. Cheese.
You went to Chuck E. Cheese for your birthday?
Yeah, for Tyler.
Oh, and who all was at your birthday party? Who came?
Kyla and Katie.
Kyla. And who else? Katie.
Lacey.
Lacey.
And Robert.
And Robert. What did you do at the birthday party? Where was it held at? Where were you?
At the pond.
You went to the pond? You went to the Ponderosa, and where else did you go when you jumped in the ball?
I jumped in the ball.
At the where? Where you rode on all those rides? What was it? Put the phone up to your ear. You were where?
To the park.
At Chuck E. where?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, my God. You got to meet Chuck E. Cheese? What was he like? Was he a big guy or a little guy?
Yeah, I was riding
the car. Oh, you rode the car. You know, we've been missing you around here, and we want you to come back and play your violin. Have you played your violin in a while?
Yeah, today.
You did play your violin for a while?
Yeah.
Okay. I see you got a little cold there. Oh, I hope that clears up. Now, Landon, do you know how to write poems? Do you know what a poem is? A nursery rhyme?
Yeah.
Okay, let's slow down a little bit. Can you recite something for me, like Sweet David Dilly? Can we sing that together?
Yeah.
Okay, let's sing that again. Sweet Jabba Jelly there, I can't hear you. My mama put it on the fire. Sweet Jabba Jelly there.
No.
I can hear you. Sweet Jabba Jelly there. I'm going to need you to sing right now. Can you sing with me?
Yeah.
Come on. Sweet Jabba Jelly there. You got to put the phone up to your ear. Sweet Jabba Jelly there. My mama cooking on the fire. You think I never see you when the dish was with the spoon? You think I never see you when the dish was with the spoon? You think I never see you when the dish was with the spoon? Sweet Jabba Jelly there. Very good.
Hi.
The brown girl. Do you know the other one, the brown girl in the ring? You have to put the phone to your mom.
There's a brown girl in the ring.
Tra la 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 la, there's a brown girl in the ring. Tra la 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 la, there's a brown girl in the ring. Tra la la, she likes sugar and I like drum. So show me your motion. Tra la 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 la, now show me your motion. Tra la 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 la, now show me your motion. Tra la 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 la. She likes sugar and I like plum. Very good. What other one do you know? You have to put the phone up to your ear, Landon. What other one do you know? Which one? About the
horsey.
Okay. I wanna take me a horse and buggy. I wanna travel all around town. Come on, you guys sing. I want to hear those horse clock, click, clock, click, clock. I want to travel all around town. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know what a poem is?
The point.
What is a poem? Put the microphone up to your ear. Do you know what a poem is?
Yeah.
What about a rhyme, a nursery rhyme? Was that what we were just doing, a nursery rhyme?
Hey, Lacey.
Yeah. That was a nursery rhyme, wasn't it? That was a nursery rhyme?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to keep the phone up to your ear because I can't hear you. Now, let me ask you a question. Who is your favorite poet? Who do you like to hear stories from? Who's your favorite author or poet? Do you have any favorite poets?
No.
Well, Omi can be one of your poets. And we have some other people. We have some regulars that are around the way that they can be our favorite poets as well. Now, I want you to find some people that recite poetry, and I want you to pick one of them as your favorite poet. You know we're getting ready for a big concert. Do you know that?
Yes.
You have to put your microphone up so we can hear you. You know we're getting ready for a big concert?
Yes.
And we're going to be having poets that will come, and they're going to recite their poetry. Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't need to yell. We can hear you really cool. Say, that's cool now if you can just keep your voice a little lower, okay?
I have a voice. So let it go.
Okay. Now, there is some poets out on our webpage. You might not know Elle. And there's also Aaron. Aaron is out on our page. He's a poet as well. Now, Nina Simone is who we're going to be featuring. Do you know Nina Simone?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard any of her music?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Okay, do you like music?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't need to yell. We can hear you. Now, Judy B. Jones is one of our authors and friends, and she tells a story. Would you like to hear the story from Junie B. Jones, that stupid smelly bus?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you here with us when we started reading the story before?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get started on Junie B. Jones. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, Junie B. Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, Landon is a little excited now that he's coming back from being on sabbatical. Yes, children get sabbatical too, ladies and gentlemen. And we are going to be interviewing Landon, asking him some questions about his favorite poet. Landon, can you think of any of your favorite nursery rhymes? Can you think of any more of your favorite nursery rhymes? Do you know any more? The Cuckoo Bird? Let's do that one. Put your mouth up to the thing. Come on. Put your mouth. Okay. Cuckoo Bird sits in the old tree. Merry, 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 all is key. Let Cuckoo Bird laugh. Cuckoo bird, a merry bird is he. Okay. Now, let's get ready for Junie B. And I think, if I can remember, we left off on the fourth chapter.
I'm only 20.
Are you ready?
No.
Okay, you have to put the phone up to your ear so I can hear you. Can you do that for me, please? Thank you for following direction. I like it when you follow direction. Thank you. Okay, me and Lucy. Okay. Now, Landon, would you just like to sit and listen to the stories?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Why don't you sit and listen for me? Okay, but you cannot keep moving the microphone. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Some of the other bus kids turned out to be in my class today. Okay, are you going to listen? You have to listen now. Now it's your time to listen. Okay? No, you need to listen. Okay? I'm going to put the microphone up to you so you can listen, okay? Just listen. Hold it like that. Some of the other bus kids turned out to be in my class, too. Me and Lucy and some other kids is the title of this chapter. One of them was that Jim. That Jim, I hate that Jim. Can you please take a seat for me, Landon? Thank you. Can you please take a seat? You're not done yet. I'm going to dismiss you in a minute. You got to listen to the story. Can you sit down? Thank you. Maybe we should start over with chapter 3. What do you think, Landon? Can you take a seat if you're going to follow direction now? Let's see how well you can follow direction. Thank you. The bus wasn't like my daddy's car at all. It was very big inside, and the seats didn't have any cloth on them. The little curly girl was sitting near the front, and so I tapped on her shoulder. Guess what? I said, Mother said for me to sit here. Is that all right? No, said the little girl. I'm saving this seat for my best friend, Mary Ruth Marbles. Then she put her little white purse on the place where I was sitting. And so I made a face at her. Nah. Hurry up and find a seat, young lady, said Mr. Wu. Sit down, would you please? No, don't turn those over. And so I quickly sat down. It wasn't a regular kind of door, though. It folded in half, and when it closed, it made a squeaky sound like, I don't like that kind of door. If it closes on you by accident, it will cut you in half, and you will make a squeaky sound like, the bus makes a big roar, then a big puff. A black smelly smoke comes out in the back of the inn. It's called bus breath. I think that's what it's called. Mr. Wu drove for a while. Then the brakes made that loud squeaky noise again. I covered my ears so it couldn't get inside my head because it was loud and squeaky, a squeaky noise that I will never forget. Inside my head, I can hear it now. You have to take an aspirin when your head starts to hurt.
I saw that on TV commercial. They were taking aspirin. Then the bus door opened again, and Dad and a boy with a grouchy face got out. The dad smiled. He smiled at me. Then he plopped the grouchy boy right next to me. When you know it, he had to sit next to me with his grouchy face. "This is Jim," he said. "I am afraid Jim isn't too happy this afternoon. Maybe you could cheer him up." The dad kissed the boy goodbye, but the boy wiped it off his cheeks like, "Ugh, Daddy." Jim had on a backpack. It was blue. "I love backpacks. Oh, I love backpacks. I wish I had one of my own, my very own. I really do. One time I found a red one in a trash can, but it had a little bit of gushy on it. And Mommy said, 'No, no, you cannot have it.' Jim's backpack had a lot of zippers. I touched each one of the zippers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I counted all of them. Then I unzipped one. 'Hey, don't do that,' he yelled. 'Leave me alone. You go away. You go away now.' He zipped it right up again. Then he moved to the seat in front of me. I hate him. I hate Jim. I really hate him." After that, the bus kept stopping and starting. Are we listening to the story now? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are still reading Junie B. Jones, and please bear with us. When you have preschoolers in your classroom, sometimes they're typical preschoolers. They don't listen. Now, Landon, are you ready to listen to the story? Are you ready to listen to the story now? I can't hear you. Can you do your big voice? Yes, thank you. Okay. "Then I unzipped one." "Hey, don't do that," Jim yelled. He zipped it right up again. Zip. Then he moved to the seat in front of me. "I hate him. I really hate him. I do." After that, the bus kept stopping and starting, and lots of kids kept getting on the bus and off the bus. Loud kids. And some of them were the kind who looked like meanies. When you know it, they were meanies. Then the bus began getting very noisy and hot and stinky and smelly. And the sun kept shining down on me and my fuzzy hot sweater I was wearing. It was sticking to my back. And then another hot thing happened. I couldn't roll down my window. I was sweating because it didn't have a handle. And so I just kept on getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And it smelled in the bus. Ooh, pee, woo. Something terrible, too. The bus smelled like egg salad sandwiches. I wanted to get off the bus immediately. I said right out loud, nobody heard me. I hate it in this stupid smelly bus. I really do. Then my eyes got a little bit wet. I wasn't crying, though. I really wasn't crying because I'm not a baby. No, 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 I'm not a baby. That's not why I was crying. After my nose started running, only the bus didn't have a glove compartment, so I couldn't get any tissue to wipe my nose, which is where you keep the travel tissue, of course. And so I had to wipe my nose on my sleeve, my fuzzy pink sweater sleeve. Then I stayed on the bus for about an hour or three until I finally saw a flagpole and a playground. I was so happy to see that playground. I didn't know what to do. That meant we were at kindergarten, finally. And Mr. Wu drove the bus into the parking lot and stopped. I jumped up very fast, because all I wanted to do was get off that stupid smelly bus. Only guess what? That gym pushed right in front of me, wouldn't you know it? And the curly mean girl did too. And then people started squashing me right in front of me. And so I pushed them away and said, they pushed me right back. That's when I fell down and a big foot stepped on my skirt that looked like velvet. Stop it, I yelled. Why don't you stop it, please? Then Mr. Wu hollered, hey, hey, hey. And he picked me up and helped me off the bus. Cover your mouth, please. Cover your mouth. We don't cough without covering our mouth. Hi, I'm glad to see you, she called. Then I ran over to her and I saw her, the big foot on my skirt that looked like velvet. Yeah, only look what happened. I got stepped on and so now I'm soiled. My clothes are all soiled. Mr. Bush, it's soiled. Don't worry, Junie, she said. It's all can come off in the wash. After that, I folded my arms and I was terribly mad. I didn't care what she said. I was mad because someone stepped on me. I was frowning too. I guess what? I was angry. She forgot my bee again. She forgot my bus again. Now, chapter 4, me and Lucy and some other kids. Some of the other kids turned out to be in my class, too. Oh, God. One of them was that gym, the one I don't like. That gym, the one I hate. Mrs. made us line up. Then we followed her to our rooms. Its name is Room 9. There were other kids waiting by the door when Miss unlocked the door, and everyone squeezed into the classroom. That gym stepped on my new shoes. He made a scratch mark on my shiny shoes. Now they're not new anymore. The kind of scratch marks that lack and last forever and ever. Hey, watch it, you dummy, Jim. I hollered at him. You dummy. Mrs. Bent, down next to me, let's try to use our quiet voice while we're in school, she said. Would you please, Junie?
Of course, Mrs. I'll do anything for you.
I nodded nicely again. Thank you, Mrs. No, I will be nice. I hate that gym, I said in my quiet voice. I really hate that gym. I hate him. After that, Mrs. clapped
her hand.
Boys and girls, listen up. I want everyone to find a chair and sit down as fast as you can, she said.
That's when I ran to the table with a red chair. Only guess what? There was already someone sitting there, a girl with little red fingernails. And so I tapped on her and said, I would like to sit there. I would like to sit there, please. Thank you. No, she said, no, I'm here. Yeah, only I already picked that chair out before you got there, I told her. Ask my mom. If you don't believe me, ask my mom. She'll tell you. But the girl just shook her head. No, I will not get up. And then Mrs. clapped her hands louder. Now, someone's going to have to sit down and cut out that noise in this class right away. Julie, take your seat. Again, she said, please find your seat. Everyone, please find your seat, especially you, Julie. And so then I had to quickly sit down at the stupid yellow chair. Landon, are you listening? Are you listening? Can you turn around? Now, Landon, let me ask you some questions. Who is Julie B. Jones? What is she doing? Going to school or what is she doing? What is she doing? Do you know Julie? Can you sit around in the chair so I can talk to you? Who is Julie? Who is Junie? She's a little girl that's going to preschool or kindergarten, and she's having a hard time. Let's find out what happened. Can you listen for me? I like the listening ears on. Only I already picked that chair out, I told her. Ask my mom. If you don't believe me, my mom will tell you. But the girl just shook her head. No, I'm not moving. And then I began to wonder, maybe I don't need to sit there. And so then I had to quickly sit down in a stupid yellow chair. A yellow chair. My favorite color is red. The same stupid color as a stupid yellow bus. Oh, God, to you. Yellow. After that, mistress walked to a big closet in the back of the room. It's called the supply closet. She got out boxes of new pointed crayons and some white cup circles, then she passed them out. And we had to print our name on the circle, print them to our front, and it was our first work. If you need help spelling your name, raise your hands, boys and girls, and I will come over and help you. I raised my hand. I don't need any help, Mrs. I don't need any help, I told her. My Grandma Miller says I print beautifully. I use red, but then a mistake happened. I made my B too big, and there wasn't any room left for my B. And so I had to squash it very tight at the bottom. I hate this stupid, dumb circle. I holler, I hate this dumb, stupid stuff. Mrs. made a shh sound and gave me a new one. Be quiet, Junie. Thank you, I said nicely. Thank you, teacher. Grandma Miller says, I print beautifully. The girl with the little red fingernails was faster than me. She showed me her circles and pointed to her letters. Lucy. Lucia. That spelled Lucia, she said. Then, I like that name, Lucia. I saw, guess what? Seals are my favorite. Seals are my favorite. Landon, would you like to come and sit down in a chair and listen to the story? You're doing a really good job listening. Are you a storyteller yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for listening, Landon. I'm really proud of you. Then Mrs. passed out drawing paper, and we drew pictures of our family. Mrs. put a happy face sticker on mine. It was very good, except I'm a father, too tiny.
And after that, Mrs. took her class on a walk around the school. Everyone had to find a buddy to walk with. My buddy was Lucia. We held hands, and the boy I sat beside, he looked at us. And his buddy was that Jim. He had to sit with Jim, that Jim that I hate. The first place was we walked to. We called it the media center. My mother called it a library. And it's where the books are. And guess what? Books are my very favorite thing in the whole wide world. Hey there, jillions of them in here. I hollered, there's a jillion books in here. I hollered and feeling very excited. I think I love this place. I really think I love this place. It's got books everywhere. But the girl shook her head. No, and then, what am I reading? Oh, I'm on the wrong page. Junie? Hey there, jillions of them in here. I hollered. I feel very excited. I think I love this place. The librarian bent down next to me. She said, to use my quiet voice, use your quiet voice, Junie B, please, and yelled, only guess what, right now, we do not play music when we're trying to listen to stories, she said, only guess what, right now, I guess, the kind of books with pictures, but Mother says, when I get big, I'm going to like the kind just have words, and also stewed potatoes and stewed tomatoes. I like that when I get big, she said. The boy I can beat up said, I made a fist at him. Then he turned around. After that, he went to the cafeteria. The cafeteria is where the kids eat lunch, except not when you're in kindergarten. You don't get to stay for lunch. You have to go home. I said, it smells yummy. Smells yummy in here, just like the pastrami and meatballs. Then Jim turned around and held his nose. Cute. I smell you, he said. Lucia laughed very hard, and so I stopped holding her hand. The next place we went was to the nurse's office. Very cute in here, I said. It's a cute place. There are two little beds where we get to lie down and two little blankets. Leonard, are you listening? You need to listen. We're not singing. Take a seat. Thank you. Can you let me sing, do the story? Our nurse doesn't look like a nurse. She doesn't wear white clothing and white shoes. Our nurse is just a regular color person. And Lucy raised her hand. My brother, and are you listening, Lanny? You're not listening. Do you know what the story is about? Can you tell me what the story is about? No, you don't know what the story is about. You're not a good listener. We won't let you back in the library if you don't listen. Can you listen now? Thank you. Lucille raised her hand, and my brother said that that's last year, and you let him take off his shoes, and he got a drink of water in just his socks. That Jim turned around again. T.U., I smell your feet, he said to Lucille. This time, Lucille stuck out her tongue at him. Get away, Jim. Get away. And after that, we all held hands and went back to class. Ladies and gentlemen, we will continue our reading as we talk about the principal. Who is the principal in the school? What does the principal do? You know, Landon?
Yes.
What does the principal do?
What do we do?
What does the principal do? The principal tells you what to do, and you have to listen and be obedient.
No.
Let's try to read some of the Chapter 5 principle. After we left the nurse, we went to the main office. That's where the boss of the school lives. His name is Principal. Principal is a baldy. He talks to us. Then Lucy raises her hand. My brother said that last year he had to come down here and you yelled at him, and now he's not allowed to beat up kids at recess anymore. Principal kind of laughed.
Well, that is true. You can't beat up anybody in school. We don't allow that here.
Then he held the door for us to leave. After that, he walked to the waterfront, and Mrs. let us get a drink. I didn't get a long one, though, because kids kept tapping me on the shoulder. Hurry up, girl. They said, hurry up, and yelled only, guess what? That's not even my name, I told them. That's not my name, girl. Her name is Junie B, said Lucille. Then she laughed, it's Junie B, okay? But I didn't think it was very funny, not a very funny joke. After that, Mrs. showed us where the bathrooms were. There's two kind of bathrooms in our school, a boys' kind and a girl kind. Girls, you do not go to the boys' bathroom, and boys, you do not go to the girls' bathroom. I can't go in the boys' the kind, I thought, because no girls allowed there. That's why. I tried to peep my head in there to see what was going on in the boys' bathroom, and my teacher said, Junie, you come over here right now. What did I just tell you? Didn't I say no girls to go in the boys' bathroom? I know, but I just wanted to see what was in there, okay? You're on punishment. Go to the corner. Oh, no. But Mrs. snapped her finger again. Did you talk back to me? Go to the corner, Junie, right now.
No.
Junie went over to the corner. The only boy who got to go into the bathroom was a boy I can beat up. He was juggling around very much. Then he started running all over the place, and he was holding the front of his pants. Oh, William, said Mrs., what are you doing? Are you having an emergency, William? And William yelled, yes, I am having an emergency. And he ran right into the bathroom. The rest of us walked back to our room. I touched Lucy's fingernail. She said that her fingernail polish is named Very, 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 Very. I would like to have my fingernails red. I really would like to have my nails polished like her, I said. But I'm only allowed to have the kind of polish that makes them look shiny. Its name is Clear Clear and the color of Stick. I hate clear, said Lucy. Me too, I told her. And also I hate having my nails colored without a color on it. They look yellow, which is the color of the stupid yellow bus. Lucy nodded her head. You're right. My brother said when you ride home on the bus, kids pour chocolate milk on their heads. Then all of a sudden, my stomach felt very woozy again because I had to ride the bus home. That's why. Why did you have to tell me that story, Lucia? I said, kind of grouchy. After we got back to the room 9, we had some more work. It was a game to help us learn each other's names. I learned Lucia, and also a girl named Charlotte, and another girl named Grace. Then I learned a boy's name, Ham, which we ate at Grandma Miller. Pretty soon, Mrs. clapped her hands again. Boys and girls, let's go to our seats. Let's get to our seats quickly. Okay, everyone grab up their things. It's almost time for the bell. Then I heard a noise in the parking lot. It was squeaking brakes, and so I looked out the window. I saw the school bus. It was coming to get me. Yay! Oh, no, I said kind of loud. Now I'm going to get chocolate milk poured on my head, and then I chew on my fingernails. Get in line. Get in line, please, said Mrs. When we get outside, I want all of my bus students to come with me. The rest of you must go to the crossing guard. Everyone was lining up, and I was the very last one. Then the bell rang, ring, and Mrs. March out to the door, then everyone else marched out too, except guess who? Except for me. I didn't want to get on the bus, but I did. I got on the bus, and when you know it, I went home. Thank you so very much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We will be coming back at you next Friday with another session on reading from Junie B. Jones. And we'd like to thank you for going with us all the way. And we'll see you next week. Atlanta, would you like to say a few words before we hang up?
You say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Say thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you so much. Can you do a little song before you go? It's been swell having you on my show. It's been swell having you on my show. Maybe you'll come back again someday and read with me, and read with me. Let's read together and let's be friends. Let's read together and we can be friends. Let's read with me. Let's be today. Hey.
Thank you, Landon.
Thank you so very much. And ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Maddie Harvey's Davis Sister, along with our guest, Landon Outer. He's been reading and he's been listening, learning to listen, that is. And we thank you so much for being with us today. And we'll resume our same time tomorrow evening at 10 o'clock back on the marriage counseling and training. So please do join us tomorrow and do listen in next Friday. Thank you.